Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So yesterday in the news, there was a lot of talk about Howard Stern just signing a new three-year contract. Where was all the talk about the new three-year contract that I just signed with WWL a couple of months ago? Yeah, I just signed a new contract with WWL, so I'm very, very happy about that. But yeah, Howard was making a big deal about that, and you know he talks about his haters, and you know I've learned this in this business. You know, if you don't have haters, you're just not doing the job right, because haters just kind of come along with this business. So just remember, we don't do the show for the haters. We do the show for the rest of you. And, you know, just we love the support that we have for our show. And I love spending every afternoon with you. And I know that if I tried to make everybody happy, which is impossible, I wouldn't make anybody happy. And the people who are so quick to be, you know, so critical, I don't know whether they realize it or not, but not everybody likes them either. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do in life. You know, chances are you do not have 100% of the business. No matter what business you're in, there are people who don't like you. They don't like your product. They don't like your service. They don't like the way you do business. They don't like what you say. They don't like anything about you. So they do business with somebody else. So it's just kind of a fact of life that, you know, that I've learned to live with, and I'm happy with it. I'm cool. And it's kind of comforting to know that, you know, if you do have those haters, you kind of ignore them, because they're just part of being successful in the business. So, yeah, Howard Stern just signed a new three-year deal. I just signed a three-year deal. And so, yeah, things are great here at WWL. And this is such a special radio station in this country, because we don't have one train of thought. We don't have one ideology. You know, Tommy is Tommy, Newell is Newell, I am me, sports talk is sports talk, and that's a really special situation to be in. And I think it's really the best because we offer so much to so many people. And WWL is just such a great tradition. I'm sure most of you know this, but I started my career at 17 at WWL. I was producer for the morning show, Bob Ruby. I did the morning show on WWL. At that time, it was only 870 AM. And I did the show I did the show with Bob. Well, you know, I mean, every once in a while, Bob would ask me a question. And just the fact that I was on the air was just such an incredible, incredible thing. But it was my first job, and I fell in love with the business. And I knew that this is what I wanted to do. And I, you know, set my sights on doing this. And my goal was to, you know, be on the air and, you know, start out part-time, and I worked that out. And to get on-air experience, I used to drive every weekend. I drove two and a half hours. Well, actually, at the time, it was a three-hour drive. I drove to Mobile, and a radio station there, WMOB, was an AM station, and I convinced them to let me on the air Saturday mornings. And I did a Saturday morning show from 6 to noon, $2 an hour. So I drove to Mobile for $12, which at the time actually covered my gas, because gas was so cheap back then. So I did the show and then drove home and got some experience. And then I got part-time on WWL. And then when WWL FM, it was Joy 102. It was, the FM station was Elevator Music. And they decided to change it to like Top 40 current hits, you know, to pop hits. And so they moved me from WWL AM part-time into the morning show on WWL FM, which was Rampart 102. And they put me on in the morning because I was so inexperienced and so bad that nobody listened to FM in the morning. So we'll just put Scoot on in the morning because, you know, nobody knows, you know, nobody listens and he's not going to hurt the station. Everybody was listening to FM at night and some in the afternoon, but nobody, I mean, they had no ratings in the morning. So, you know, with no guidance whatsoever, I just decided to start doing a show. And I started Scoot in the morning and I just started doing a show. And very early in my career, I remember this Playboy playmate who was dating a New Orleans police officer, was in a Playboy magazine, and she called my show. And it just the fact that I got this endorsement from a Playboy Playmate of the Month was you know, kind of a cool thing back then. And anyway, that was the beginning of my career. But yeah, they put me on in the morning because I was so terrible. And spent a lot of time in music radio. And then I said, you know, I got to change. I got to move from music. I got to move from music. Got to get into talk if I'm going to extend my career. And so in the early 90s, I guess around 90, 91, I was on Magic 101.9, Magic, it was Magic 102 at the time, but I was on Magic doing the morning show, and I had my sights on WWL Talk, and when the midday host went on vacation, I said, I want to do the show, so I did the show while he was on vacation, and my goal was to show that I could do a better job than he did, and 6 months later, I had that job, and, you know, then ended up going all around the country, and here I am, you know, back on WWL, so... You know, this is home to me. You know, this is where I started my career, and so it's just, you know, it's great to be here, and it's great that the station wanted to make that commitment. So I you know, I couldn't help but think, hearing about you know, Howard Stern announcing his new three year deal, that I had recently signed a 3 year deal with the station, and very proud of that, and so happy that I'll be here for you know, for a while, and who knows, maybe, you know, maybe forever. You know, I can't imagine retiring. I mean, I don't really have any hobbies. I mean, my work is my hobby. I mean, going to concerts and taking notes and coming back and saying something about the audience or about the band. I mean, that's what I do. That's it's my work and my hobby. And I remember reading somewhere where it was from a Chinese philosopher, and he said, a truly happy person is someone who can't tell the difference between work and play. And honestly, that's me. That's me in my business. I've had relationships end because of my commitment to work and my commitment to radio. So I'm not recommending this for everybody, but I have put work first, and that hasn't always worked out well. But it's, I mean, it's just, it's, that's just the way I am, and that's the drive that I have in me. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you since that news broke yesterday.
I appreciate what you said earlier about Tommy is Tommy, Newell is Newell, Scoot is Scoot, because WWL is very unique. And one of the things that always kind of irked me is there are people that swear, whether it's on a text or Facebook comments, that we are controlled by one singular entity. Like, we get our marching orders from one person at the top, yeah, and we all have to march lockstep. And I wish there was a way that I could convince those, because they're convinced, no matter what you say or do, I wish we can pull back the curtain and show, like, the stress we go to trying to come up with ideas and contents and guests. Like, nobody from the top is telling us what to do, what to say, how to program. They're not trying. It's like, no, they're not. They're like, we are all doing this ourselves. We work the hours. You know, sometimes Diane doesn't get out of here till 8, 9 o'clock at night. And it would be easier if somebody at the top was like our puppeteer, and like, and we were just marionettes. It would make our job easier, but it's not. And I wish people would understand that, like, what Noah does is what Noah does. Nobody's forcing him to say what he does. Nobody's forcing you to say what you say. Nobody's making Tommy do what he do. You, it's like, we're all putting in the work, and nobody is now left or right. It's whatever you decide to say, whatever Newell decide to say, and that's, we right, have that freedom in WWL to do that.
It's awesome. And I'll tell you what, we are, this radio station is admired by stations and talk host and personalities around the country. I mean, we are a total phenomenon, and it's just that WWL is that unique. You know, but look, let me just say this one more time. You know, there are people who, it's because of the right-wing echo chamber, there are people that think that George Soros runs this station. Well, I'm going to prove you wrong right now. George Soros' investment company invested in Odyssey, our parent company. George Soros has nothing to do with my show. George Soros has nothing to do with Newell's show. In fact, if George Soros was in control, maybe Newell would be maybe they would try to make Newell. Oh, well, I don't know how that went through.
That's George Soros calling you.
George Soros calling. Say, hey, Scoot, you better shut up or I'm going to fire you. No, but it's, you know, nothing since George Soros' investment company invested in Odyssey, nobody on the air has changed. Newell has not changed one bit. Tommy hasn't changed one bit. I haven't changed one bit. Sports Talk hasn't changed. So if George Soros is this person who is directing the station, explain to me, what the hell is he doing? Nothing has changed. Nothing. And we have a relatively new general manager, market manager, Dan Barron. And man, he is in love with this station. He's in love with this city. And he just, you know, respects what we do, and it's great to have the support of management. And, you know, again, the whole stuff with George, it was Senator Kennedy who once brought up this idea that George Soros is somehow running the station. And Kennedy was wrong. It was a stupid thing for him to say. He was totally wrong. He had no facts. He had no inside information. And again, listen to the product. Nobody has changed. So if George Soros is guiding us, he sure isn't doing a very good job, because we're all doing what we did before his investment company invested in Odyssey.
All right, a couple of quick texts. This one says, Soros is like 95 years old. I don't think he's making any major decisions. Now,
yeah, again, his investment, and there are many Republicans who are part of his investment company. So, you know, George Soros can be liberal, but you know, the guy's a businessman too, and he decided to invest in our company. But there is no control whatsoever. But there are people who want to think that we're being directed, and like you said, Coleman, like there's somebody, you know, pulling our puppet strings and telling us what to say. Man, look, I am totally free to talk about what I want to talk about. But with that freedom comes responsibility. And I respect Diane, and I respect Dan, and therefore I am going to keep it within limits and keep it respectable to the point where I don't disappoint them. So, you know, we have freedom, but I'm smart enough to know that I can't take advantage of that freedom, and I don't even try.
Okay, another text, only because it's bothering me personally. And I like James from Harvey, but he texts and says, WWL is very white at the top, meaning that he's upset that we don't have a lot of African-American representation when it comes to our premier host. And the thing is, I don't think that's purposely by design. I've been working for WWL for quite some time. I don't think they're in the office like, no, like we can't have any black hosts here at any point in any time. And you never know what the future holds. I'm here now. Courtney
That's right.
P is here. And
That's right.
You never know what happens in four
Deuce.
Or 5 years. Deuce is here.
Yeah.
So the thing is, maybe there will come a day where there is somebody, as he says, in the main chair that is of a person of color. But the fact that Newell is there, Scoot is there, and Tom is there, because you guys have the talent and you've worked to get here, it has nothing to do with your skin tone. It has all to do with the work, the perseverance, the journey that you took to get there. And, you know, it just so happens that you guys were white.
Yep.
But I don't think it's because you're white you're sitting there.
Well, no, you're absolutely right about that. And, it's about presenting the best product, and we do. And I go as far as I can in every single way to represent everybody in this city. And the number of African-American people who come up to me and talk to me or recognize me and say they listen to the show is overwhelming. And it's really cool. And they know I represent them. I am not them, but I do the best I can to represent totally quality on this show. So, yeah, I mean, I love working here, and I'm glad things continue to work out here. Look, I would love to be closer to my son and his family in Portland. I've got to dedicate some time. I mean, they're really busy there, too. I mean, their lives are busy, but I've got to work out time to go spend some time and maybe spend, you know, even 2 weeks doing the show from Portland. You know, we have a station. Odyssey is a station in Portland. I could go to Portland and do the show there for 2 weeks. Still, obviously, talking about New Orleans topics and the things that I would talk about ordinarily, but I could spend time being there. But again, their lives are busy too. That hasn't worked out yet, but maybe that happens sometime in the future. All right, got to get to a break. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oak and Hart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Here is the Hanukkah song, part four. Kind of an updated version of it. So we're going to let this go for a few minutes while we go into break. And I wish very happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, so here's the update on the Hanukkah song. All right. All right, that is the updated version of the Hanukkah song with Adam Sandler. I'm Scoot, glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Here's a text that says, I'm black and I listen to Scoot almost every day, not because he's white, but because he's a great talk show host and his program is actually fair and balanced. That is from DR in Belchase. DR, thank you very much for that. And I thank all of you who feel the same way that DR feels. So what do you give somebody for Christmas who's in Gen Z? Well, you know, I talk about the Aura frame. Maybe that's not right for them, but, you know, it might be. I mean, young people like to download pictures and see the pictures that they take. So, you know, maybe an Aura frame would be great for a Gen Z person. Or cologne or perfume would be a good gift as well. But according to a new survey, 45% of Gen Z, these are people born basically between 97 and 2012, Gen Z, 45% want cryptocurrency as a gift. And 44% of Gen Z actually is making purchases with cryptocurrency. Now, crypto, honestly, it's confusing to me. I mean, the whole concept of money is confusing. The main thing that I know is I don't have as much as I would like to have. But crypto is a form of digital currency that is mined digitally and held in digital wallets. And since the release of Bitcoin white paper in 2008, it has been increasing in popularity. President Trump is quite involved in cryptocurrency. And right now, Bitcoin itself is worth about $88,000 a coin. And this is according to CNBC yesterday. So cryptocurrency, a good gift for Gen Z, if you can't think of anything else. I have read yet another article about giving something that is more emotional than it is tangible. For example, we talked about what do you give kids that have everything? And my grandkids have everything. Toys, stuffed animals. I mean, they have everything. You give them even the greatest toy that they want. And, you know, pretty soon it's just lined up with all the other toys. So one of the great things to do for kids that have everything is to give them an experience. Give them something like a day at the zoo. Or, you know, I mean, my granddaughter loves getting a pedicure. She loves getting her nails done. And she's 7 years old. She's She just made eight. She's 8 years old. So, you know, even for young people, I mean, that's an experience that they would remember. So there are things like experiences. If a grandson or a son, if he likes to go climbing or something like that, you know, buy him that experience. Look for giving them an experience rather than a tangible gift. And this is something that is also good for people as well. Give them something that touches them emotionally, as opposed to giving them something tangible. And giving them an experience, a day at the spa, something like that, that's another great idea for a gift. And I remember after she passed away, people were talking about the great things that poet Maya Angelou said. And one thing that Maya Angelou said was, people will forget what you said, but they will not forget the way you made them feel. So this Christmas, if you're having a hard time buying for somebody, and I'm not saying that this makes it that much easier because, you know, then you got to go out and find the experience. But there are experiences to buy people. Maybe the movies. Give them an experience rather than a tangible gift. And I think this is also good, not just for kids, but it's also good for adults. But that seems to be a trend for Christmas 2025, giving things that touch our emotions as opposed to just giving something that is totally tangible. Anything sentimental would be a great gift as well. And, you know, for the last, the last decade or so, movie theaters are not as popular as they once were. I don't remember the last movie I went to where it was packed. It might have been the new Top Gun movie. It might have been the latest Jurassic Park that came out. But I go to movies all the time, and there are not many people in the theater. And movies can be streamed so soon after their release at the box office that I think a lot of people are not taking the time, and they don't want to spend the money because it's damn expensive to go to a movie, especially if you've got a couple of kids. I mean, a family of four going to a movie? I mean, I don't know what that adds up to, but I can tell you it's a lot. Because you got to get the kids popcorn or a snack, a candy. You got to get them something. And then you get them a drink. And the concession stand is more than the movie tickets. And combine it together, and it's an expensive afternoon or it's an expensive night out. So, I mean, I get that. And the movies come out really soon. And you can stream them before long. So you don't have to wait any longer to see the movie you want to see. But I'll tell you, there's something about, and I've talked about this before, I love going to the movies because, first of all, it's a social experience. You're doing it with other people. You're not talking to the other people, but you get this sense when you're in the movie theater that you're experiencing, you're sharing the experience with other people because other people are there. And I think this is a really important psychological aspect of going to the movie. And again, I've done a lot of studying of mass media and all of that throughout my career. But the movie, the projection comes from behind you. And the screen is in front of you. And I think on a subconscious basis, I think we feel more involved in the movie because the movie coming behind us, the projector coming from behind us and the screen in front of us sort of makes us feel part of this whole event. When you watch television, it comes at you. There's nothing behind you. It comes at you. But the idea that the projection is, and again, it's not something that anybody's going to think about, but the idea that the projection comes from behind, I think that helps us feel like we are part of this entertainment experience. And so those are a couple of the reasons why I love going to the movies. You actually go to the movies, Coleman?
Yeah, I dedicate my movie time to Marvel movies. I'm invested in this whole Marvel journey. So when I do go see a movie, and to kind of point what you said, when I go to a movie, I go for a full-fledged experience, sort of like going to a concert. Like, I'm probably not going to go to a movie to see, like, a rom-com or a comedy, but if there's, like, a blockbuster hit with massive special effects, sound quality, and you know when you go there, you're going to experience something with like, the IMAX imaging and the 4K surround, the spatial sound and all that, and the rumbling of the seats. Yes, I will spend expensive tickets for that experience because my couch doesn't shake at home, unless they have company,
right.
I don't have that. I don't have that. Like you said, the projection and IMAX quality on my 75-inch television.
Yeah, it's a.
Speaking of which, did you keep your 75-inch?
Yeah, I have until the first week of January to take it back. But I had the 75-inch TV that I bought had a 65-inch, and I thought that was plenty big. But I don't know. I just got tempted to buy this even bigger one. I'm like 10 feet away from the screen, and it's like 75 inches.
You have to turn your head when you watch it. Like if somebody throws a football, you have to turn your neck.
Turn your head to see the plates at the other end of the screen. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I feel like I'm watching a movie every time I watch something. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1983, I was on B97, and there's this new singer debuting a brand new song for the first time. And so, man, I hit this song and share it with the audience, and here it is. Oh, no, wait a minute. We changed songs here?
Yeah, remember you said...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that whole setup was screwed up.
Hey, live radio, Scoot.
You know, yeah.
You want to start all over?
Yeah, let's start over.
All right.
Yeah. And then we're going to go to... I see what I said to do. Okay, well, let's do it this way. We're going to switch them around. All right, we're doing, live... we're calling an audible here.
Take two.
Okay, on this day in 1983, I'm on B97. So this new singer and this new song is coming out, her first song. And I thought, okay, well, let's play this. And it was so much fun in the 80s to be getting these songs on music radio for the first time and hearing them for the first time with the audience. And, you were just totally surprised because there was a lot of really, really great stuff that was coming. No. The one that's listed as number the one that's listed as number four on the music list. Okay, so... On this day in 1983, I was on B97.
Take three, all right.
And this female singer, okay, so she's coming out. She's got the brand new song out. She's going to be at concert on The President. No. There we go. All right, finally.
Live radio, folks.
It was like 4th and 10 there for a minute. All right, so yeah, it was Cyndi Lauper. And, I had the privilege of being in music radio in the 80s when some of this great music was just coming out. And it was so much fun to be part of that. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Unless you want to do another take.
No, that was plenty. That was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Plenty. I would love for it to be colder for this Christmas, but, the main thing is that we just have a nice Christmas. That's next week, and we'll talk a little bit more about that next week while we're on the air. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Here's a text that says that Dan Bongino, apparently leaving the FBI, must have a guilty conscience after reading the unredacted Epstein files. I wonder why he's leaving. The president is going to address the country tonight. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to be at Trans-Siberian Orchestra tonight at the Smoothie King Center. When I get home, I'll catch up on everything the president said. We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. But, we're not going to get into any arguing. We're not going to get deep into it. If we can have fun with it, we'll find a way to have fun with it. But, we'll touch on a few things that the president said just to keep everybody up to date. But the president has a lot to address. He's really, he might not give you this impression, but he's really concerned. And this is coming from people around him. He seems concerned about his image and his polling numbers. And I think there is a real attempt to have him run for president a third time, an unprecedented third time in 2028. And they're trying to right the ship. But, the economy is not good in a lot of ways. And he says it's great, but it's not really great. He'll have that to address. Venezuela, the Epstein files, the fact that he was on the plane. Now, don't think he's going to tell us what he did on the plane, because he's not. Also, he might address the interview that his chief of staff did with Vanity Fair. So a lot to address tonight. He might even bring up Rob Reiner, and he might bring up this idea that Rob Reiner was a big critic of his, and so he's not going to be empathetic about his death. But what I don't like about that is the idea that we want somebody dead, or we don't care if somebody's dead because we disagree with their politics. That's not the America I grew up in. I grew up in a different America. And I think we can make America great again. We can make America like it used to be, like we were Americans first. So there's a new way to put a spin on make America great again. We don't have to be as hateful as we are getting. And I think that's coming to an end. I really do. I think collectively, I think the people who are good Americans, who understand that we need to be Americans first and part of political parties second, I think that number's growing. And I think that there are a number of Americans who are becoming frustrated with some of the things that we have had to deal with and the fatigue of dealing with stuff every day that is controversial. It's getting boring, and I think people are tuning in out, which is why we have also changed our show. So let's get to a break here. We'll come back to wrap up the show. All right. Also on this day in 1984, I was at B97, and this song came out from this new group from the UK, Wham. And I saw a picture of these guys, and I'm going, okay, so who are these Nancy boys? And this was a really great song for slow dancing. Not that we did much slow dancing in the 80s, but I thought this was a really, really great song. But yeah, this was the day that Wham released Careless Whisper. I'm Scoot, and you're listening to WWL. All right, coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Bobby, Mike, and Steve Geller. And today at 4:30, it's QB to QB with Bobby and Drew Brees. And a lot of great football coming up this weekend. And man, I'm looking forward to the college games. I'm looking forward to the pro games this weekend as well. So, hey, I'm glad you were with us this afternoon. It was just another great show. And, you know, I love this time of year. And, you know, I know many of us have problems, and you just try to put those problems aside and just enjoy this this time of year. And hopefully we all learn to do a better job dealing with our problems and then just, you know, enjoy life as best we can. And, you know, we just deal with our problems, you know, the best way we can. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Core DP. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. All right, I'm going to go back in my office, and in a few minutes, I'll do a new video for Scoot on the Air, Facebook, and Substack. Have a great afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.